and battle buccaneers and other enemies of His Majesty King Charles, wherever they could be found. I spent the rest of that cool, bright spring day at the port selling my horse, completing my medical kit and sea chest, dodging doxies, and writing three letters to Penny, each in turn torn up, all in a mood of general remorse. I set sail with such remorse the next morning, despite the fine wind, the wine-dark sea, and the prospect of new experiences. Chapter 3. Of Ships and Surgeries, and an Accidental Amputation. Captain Jonathan Hakes was insane, by any standard other than that of the fighting men who sailed. He would attack a ship of double the Worcester's guns, since he had long before decided that the fighting qualities of an Englishman were worth thrice that of a Spaniard or freebooter. By the time we had reached our cruising ground on the main, we had already taken four ships, and there had been much work for my needle, scalpel, and bone saw. Hakes was a brave man of considerable generosity and wit, who believed himself invincible, as did many of our crew. He was good company to your narrator. When we met Balthazar Smoke and Oakham, a ship of 38 guns and a crew of 5...